Welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Robin Pressman, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, which is a very good thing for me because I get to talk to Tim Niffen. Welcome, Tim.
Hello, Robin.
Tim is an actor in the North Bay, in Sonoma County, and in San Francisco, and has been in many, many productions that you have probably seen. And if you haven't, I suggest you get yourself over to Cinnabar Theater and see him in Of Mice and Men, which is coming up very shortly, opening tonight.
Wow, it's opening tonight.
So it was just Steinbeck's birthday.
That's right, it was.
He's a favorite of many of us. I loved Of Mice and Men, read that in high school, and I only recently read Cannery Row. Mm-hmm. So talk about Of Mice and Men and what's going on there.
Oh, sure. Well, what's really great about this play is Steinbeck wrote the novel, and he also wrote the play. I did Grapes of Wrath a number of years ago, and which is a wonderful theatrical production, but it was taken from the Steinbeck by other people. So it's really great to actually be continuing to do his words.
Who are you playing?
I'm playing Slim, Samson Hood, custom built for Lenny, is playing that role and is doing just an incredible, incredible job. And Keith Baker's playing the other lead, George, and I'm playing Slim. He's a jerkline skinner. He's a guy who can control a team of horses or mules, up to about 20 of them, with one rein. And he's kind of the one guy in the play, according to me, who kind of has, at least on the surface, his stuff together. And he's in high demand by ranches, because he has a talent with the animals. You know, he can do everything from drive a team of mules or horses and men, as well as be able to put some tar on a hoof or any old thing. Yeah,
a skinner. So mule skinner blues. That's what that means. I never knew that.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. I just heard that song for the first time. I was kind of Googling jerkline skinner, and that's when I came up with that as well. Listened to a lot of different versions of it.
So can you talk about the resonance of the story?
Sure. For me, I don't know. I really got into Steinbeck. He's one of the few novelists that I've read a lot of. I read a lot of plays, but I think Of Mice and Men is all about, predominantly, it's the dream of men, of ownership, of being able to own their own ranch. And I think, you know, today, the dream of home ownership and how tricky that is in this world. The dream is, even when it becomes a reality, you find out it's different than what you thought it would be. Like a lot of people tell me, with having a child or getting married or becoming a millionaire. It's pretty cliche, but it's true that, you know, happiness is a whole different thing. Happiness is not necessarily contingent upon money or home ownership. But for those, like in Mice and Men, who have that dream, it is the yearning to have those things that look so unattainable. And maybe we feel like we get so close in this play. People get so close in this play to attaining the dream, they feel, that they actually can touch it, that they can actually smell it.
Was the concept of the American dream as much in the vernacular when Steinbeck wrote this as it is these days?
I think so. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
So the play, let's just talk about that a little bit. Sherry Lee Miller is directing.
She is.
What is she bringing? Has she done something, anything that surprised you?
Well, I think it's great with all these men in the show to have a woman directing the play. I think it really, really helps to have that eye and that voice. And she's so talented. She directs so many different kinds of plays. She brings an understanding of driving the play, like driving the team of mules, driving the men to buck the barley. And she reminds us that we are 8 or 9 men in one bunkhouse together. And she reminds us that there is only one woman in this play. And when she makes her presence felt, how that affects these men, all of them. She really brings, I believe, brings a strong understanding of the human condition.
Which Steinbeck wrote about so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of Mice and Men at Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma, with Keith Baker as George and Samson Hood as Lenny. Tim, you're playing Slim, and Sherry Lee Miller directs. It runs March 21st through April 6th, and you can find out more at cinnabartheater.org. Thank you so much, Tim Niffen, for coming in to talk with us.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
Break a leg.
Thanks.